Okay. Hi, my name is Shaya. I have my own blog called Inspired by Shaya, Divine Positivity, which I write and I blog, and I am also podcasting. And so I'm in the making right now of building a brand for myself, which consists of blogging and talking about a range of things. For instance, a lot of things I like to discuss will be goals, things that inspire other people, relationships, social issues, mental metaphysics. So I'll be discussing a lot of things like that, which I study a lot. And I also write poetry, so I will be actually talking, or really, I guess, stating a lot of things about poetry as well, and how it really influenced me a lot, and how it can influence other people and bring a lot of enlightenment in other people's lives. So that's another topic. Right now, I kind of just wanted to dive in and talk about divine purpose. And the reason why is because I was just influenced this morning. I got up and I meditated. And I just kind of relaxed a little bit and listened to a lot of my sermons and read my affirmations and got in tune with my inner self. And on the top of my head, I'm like, you know what? Let me talk about divine purpose, because as I tap into who I am, I'm starting to tap in and realize my divine purpose. I'm starting to realize my creativity, the things that I really enjoy, and how it really truly makes me happy. And I know one of my most best divine purposes right now for me is writing and poetry. So I've been looking at ways to how to turn that into something positive. And I just thought maybe blogging and even writing and writing a book, which I'm one of the things I want to do later on down. But yeah, so I kind of wanted to write, and I wrote a short, brief statement regarding divine purpose, which I will be actually reading. And I also wanted to talk about divine purpose and how a lot of people really is tapping into your divine purpose is not as hard or as difficult as people make it seem. A lot of us, we have a lot of different talents and different goals that we want to, put out there and create and manifest in our lives. But a purpose and passion is something different. I mean, there's a lot of things that I like to do, but would I put it before my passion or my purpose? Most likely not. So I kind of just wanted to go over a few steps on how to define your divine purpose, how to tap into your divine purpose, and what is your divine purpose? So the first step would be, and once defining your divine purpose, would be meditating. I found out, to me, meditation, it really helps me tap in my creativity, help me understand who I am and get into my inner self. It helps me be in alignment of what I can really do. And when you meditate, you really get into your awareness and your conscious. And a lot of times that helps you connect with your true essence. So getting quiet, getting alone by yourself, sitting back and asking yourself, what truly and sincerely makes me happy, or what makes you happy? And it's not as hard as we all make it seem. So, a lot of times it's good to maybe set goals, and not just setting goals, but writing down three things that you really, 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 really see yourself doing. Three things that you can actually sit back and say, this is what makes me happy. This is my divine purpose. This will help me bring awareness to other people, because a lot of you want your purpose to be inspirational, and not just for yourself, but for other people. So you're asking yourself, what do you love? And then a lot of another thing you want to do is asking yourself, what can I provide in the thing that I want to do? And that will tell you exactly how to truly understand yourself and understand why you are here. Praying, meditation, and really sitting back and writing and figuring out your true calling and what inspire you the most. The next step would be to ask yourself, what way can I serve other people with my passion? How can you use your passion to inspire or even help other people? You know, your passion and your purpose, a lot of times can be something that provide other services for other people. And necessarily, it doesn't have to have money involved, because when you really love something so much, you don't think about the money. The money will eventually come. You just think about being yourself, tapping into what makes you happy, and being an inspiration to other people. Because when people see that you are trying and you are actually providing something that can benefit them, it will inspire them to want to help you, or even, understand your purpose and maybe, whatever the case may be. So really helping yourself and asking yourself, what other things that I can do to help other people as well. Once you find your passion, your purpose, you can also, like you say, turn into a business. And that is by different things. So right now I am going to actually read something that I wrote in regards to a divine purpose. So finding your soul purpose is the greatest gift any human being can rightfully discern and feel. We all are created in the image of God, and if we use our capabilities and mind, we can create wonderful things. You first have to find your authentic self and understand who you are and why you are here. The greatest gift is to love and not judge others, but to be an inspiration to not only yourself, but the people you surround yourself around. Not only are you unique, but you are driven and different from everyone else. You are a creative masterpiece, and you hold the crown of doing great things, and that will bring you to your passion and desires. Nothing is more better and passionate than you as a person. So do what is best for you and create the glorious life you always wanted. Remember to never give up on yourself and do great things. You will never regret it. The life you live are based upon the decisions you make. So if you make wise decisions, you will live a better life. Everybody have a purpose, and everybody have something special about themselves. We all created in the image of God, and we all created to do wonderful and great things. It's all about self-awareness. It's all about understanding who you are, because you can't truly find your purpose if you don't know who you are as a human being. And if you don't know who you are as a human being, you can't understand your purpose, or you will not feel self-worthy. So knowingly and being able to create something that inspire you will help others and to inspire other people. So that is something that I wanted to discuss really quick. My name on my blog is Inspired by Shaya, which is Shaya's my name, and you hear that inspired because I want to inspire other people with positive things and positive creations that I know that I have inside myself. So this is my podcast. I will be talking about different things. I mean, oh my gosh, like I have so many different things to talk about. It doesn't make any sense. But yeah, I want people to understand that you are loved no matter what you go through. Understand that you are wonderful. You have a purpose. You are a beautiful being that is created in the form of God. You are enlightenment. You are everything positive. And if you remember that, you will not go wrong. Blessings to everyone.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.